This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's time to grade lawmakers, and the latest higher education report card from LSU student government gives 34% A's and 26% F's. LSU SGA President Zach Faircloth says it came out of something System President F. King Alexander said about fairness.
Students were being graded every single day in the classroom, but then these legislators were never held accountable, so it clicked. Why not issue our own report card grading those legislators to let them know how we feel about their votes?
Student Government Policy Director Jacques Petit says they assigned numerical value to 28 pertinent bills.
We were very much focused on revenue-raising measures that ensures the longevity and success of higher education. That, coupled with the funding of TOPS, we did strictly floor votes. It was the final vote, final passage of the bill. If you voted for a bill, you got a 1. If you voted against a bill, you got a 0.
Bill authors got bonus points, and in absence, got a 0.
Their main job is to vote. And so if you're not fulfilling your job as a legislator, we believe that that should negatively affect your overall score.
And that was born out of the fact that we as students, if we're absent, then we don't get any credit.
Senate Education Chairman Blade Morish earned the top score.
He authored several bills. I'm sure that's what catapulted him to the top.
But House Education Chair Nancy Landry got an F.
We understand that a lot of her stances on revenue are pretty set in stone. But at the same time, we would like to see her grade go up in future years.
And of the 10 lowest scores, 7 are LSU alumni. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.